So coming to the stage next, we have Julia Levy. Julia coming to the stage. Give it up for Julia. She makes her way. Don't be stingy. Julia is making her way to the stage. Clap her all the way up.
Hi. I'm on a mission to make National Muffin Day everyone's favorite holiday. I started this culinary quest accidentally 4 years ago when I met the Muffin Man. It was a philanthropic, fateful introduction. I had just started a blog called Why We Give, where I told stories of ordinary philanthropists. I interviewed a college friend named David, and I asked everyone, who is someone that you admire? Who's your philanthropic role model? He told me, Jacob the Muffin Man Kaufman. He hands muffins out on the way to work in San Francisco. He also bakes them. So I said, I have to talk to Jacob. David introduced us, and when I talked to Jacob, we had an instant rapport. I loved his story. He told me about how he began baking muffins. He saw so many homeless and hungry on his route to work, and he wanted a way to treat people humanely. He wanted to bake something special that was small he could carry in his bag. When you think about the homeless, you often think about leaving leftovers for someone or going to a soup kitchen. It's not always personal. Jacob wanted to change that. So after I heard Jacob's story, I walked to work. I went to the gym. I was living in New York City at the time, and I couldn't just publish his story. I needed to participate in it. So I called him back, and I said, I have this crazy idea. Can we bake and invite the whole world to have a muffin day? And he said, great, let's call it National Muffin Day. So 4 years later, it's this Sunday, January 28th, and it's been an incredible ride so far. We did what any other millennials would do. We hopped on a FaceTime. We put together a Google Doc where we shared ideas and resources, and we started a Facebook event. It's public, all of you can join. And we hacked together some designs, created a hashtag, GiveMuffins, and started telling the world about National Muffin Day. We really need to rebrand to International Muffin Day, but that's the next story. So throughout the process, we have raised an incredible amount of money because Jacob stepped in and he donated per muffin baker. And then he asked his father and he asked his employer to also support. So $30 this year per baker goes towards a charity that we've chosen called Project Homeless Connect. And we've had really ambitious plans. When we started thinking about National Muffin Day, we started reaching out to bakeries, to companies, basically anybody with a kitchen. We said, host us for a baking party or host in your home. We've had amazing results. Places like Hayes Valley Bakeworks has stepped up in San Francisco. Asana, an incredible startup, has opened up their kitchen. And we've also turned to other platforms a bit more unique, like Tinder. We created Stud Muffin. He got a lot of swipes. Unfortunately, some people flagged him, so he no longer is up there. Then we turned to Twitter, where we tweeted at places like Greystone Bakery. You may know them well for being the brains behind the brownies in Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie ice cream. So in the middle of a snowstorm in Yonkers, New York, people who were formerly incarcerated and homeless baked and gave out muffins. That was our first muffin day. At the end of the day, Jacob and I, who, by the way, we'd actually had never met until 8 months after muffin day happened, all of this was planned virtually, we counted how many bakers we had. 70 people participated, and these weren't only our friends, they were strangers. People with their children were baking for National Muffin Day. They were teaching the lessons of philanthropy and passing it on. We were blown away and totally inspired to keep going. So what do we do next? We dream really, really big, and we have accumulated about 360 bakers. We've raised about $12,000, and we've given away thousands of muffins. This year, we want 200 bakers to participate. So our plan is about 11 pages long. We text daily with ideas, and we've come up with a bunch. We have set our sights on big corporate partners like Entenmann's, Dunkin' Donuts, Einstein's Bagels. In fact, last night, the president of Einstein's Bagels wrote me back. She said it's a little too late for corporate sponsorship, but her and her family are gonna bake. I literally jumped around the house for about 5 hours. So excited. Same thing happens with the Instagrammers who we've targeted and food bloggers. We've filled out those contact us pages where you never expect anyone's gonna write back, and they have responded in incredible ways. So the idea behind Muffin Day is that you not only bake, but you give it away to people who are hungry, who are in need. And we invite the whole world to participate with us. It's been an incredible ride so far. We can't wait to see where it goes. We've dreamed up everything from a cookbook to a children's book to perhaps a show on the Food Network, maybe even a Wikipedia page. But really, we have set our spatulas high because we want everyone to participate on January 28th to give muffins. Will you be the muffin person who walks down Drury Lane or Peachtree Street? And join us on January 28th to help us reach our goal of helping the homeless, because it's really about not only the muffins that we bake, but the looks in the people's eyes that we give the muffins to. That's priceless.